The people of Israel had pitched their tents in the desert at the foot of Mount Sinai. God, through Moses, instructed the Israelites by giving them laws and ordinances to govern their daily living and regulate the form of worship they were to render to God. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell your brother Aaron not to come whenever he chooses into the most holy place behind the veil, in front of the atonement cover on the ark, or else he will die, because I appear in the cloud over the atonement cover." Aaron alone, as high priest, was allowed to enter the Holy of Holies, and that only once a year, on the day of fasting and repentance called the Day of Atonement. At that time, general atonement was made for the sins of the whole nation. It was celebrated annually on the 10th day of the 7th month, and was the most solemn event of the entire year. No one was to work on that day, and the people were to deny themselves by fasting and confessing their sins before God. Each year, on the Day of Atonement, Aaron, as the people's representative, went into the sanctuary alone. He took off his high priestly garments, bathed himself with water, and put on the sacred clothing of fine white linen, the tunic, sash, and turban. He took a young bull, two young male goats, and a ram. He sacrificed the bull as a sin offering to make atonement for himself and his household. After slaughtering the bull, he took a censer full of burning coals taken from the altar of burnt offering and entered the tent of meeting with some of the blood of the bull and two handfuls of finely ground fragrant incense. These he took into the most holy place behind the veil that hung in front of the ark. The smoke rising from the burning incense concealed the mercy seat, or atonement cover, that lay on the ark over the tables of the law. Seven times he sprinkled some of the bull's blood on the atonement cover and in front of it. Then he went out into the courtyard to cast lots on the two young goats. One lot was for the Lord as a sin offering, the other for the scapegoat. He slaughtered the goat for the Lord as a sin offering for the people, and took some of its blood behind the veil, as he had done with the bull's blood. This made atonement for the sanctuary because of the sins of the nation, and expiated the iniquity of the whole Israelite community. On coming out into the courtyard, he made atonement for the altar of burnt offering with the blood of the bull and the goat. He brought forward the live goat, confessing the iniquities and rebellion of the Israelites, and putting all their sins upon it. Then he sent the scapegoat away under the care of a man appointed for the task, and the goat was released in the desert. This symbolized the removal of the nation's sins. The name of the scapegoat in Hebrew means dismissal or removal, signifying that Israel's sins had been sent away and lost forever. Then Aaron went into the tent of meeting, took off the sacred linen garments, bathed himself with water, and put on his regular high priestly vestments. The linen garments had to remain in the tent of meeting until the following year, when the Day of Atonement came round again. When Aaron came out, he sacrificed the ram as a burnt offering for himself and for the people, and burnt the fat of the sin offering on the altar. The remains of the bull and goat for the sin offering, whose blood Aaron had sprinkled on the atonement cover, were taken outside the camp and burnt. According to the Epistle to the Hebrews, the high priest entering into the most holy place once a year with the blood of bulls and goats foreshadowed Jesus, our great high priest. Christ entered the Holy of Holies in heaven itself once and for all to appease God's wrath, by presenting the infinite merits of his own shed blood before the throne of judgment, and so obtain for believers forgiveness and eternal life. In Christ, God's throne of judgment becomes the mercy seat. Next episode, the appointed feasts in Israel.